When you said goodbye, is that a shame? I still feel like rain.
SAE 1020 bar stock. The angle of fairy degrees is crucial. When the fuel combusts, it creates a controlled explosion. The nozzle directs a river of hot gas that can reach the steel sound when it hits the mouth of the nozzle.
Real part.
Called a tapered board. Tapered board. Now he's taking off just a little bit at a time.
You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry.
Turn out the mass of the air propellant compared to the mass of the empty rocket. It will be too heavy.
He's afraid it will be too heavy.
Why don't we just make it longer?
Longer would allow increased volume for the propellant without much additional mass.
Great idea.
You make me cry when you say goodbye.
How's everybody doing? I like that movie because I kind of like rockets. But talking about the Holy Spirit tonight, the Holy Spirit. Homer Hickman is actually that movie was made about the life of Homer Hickman, who ended up being working for NASA later on in his life. That was about 1957. He went to State Fair. He's from a little coal mining town, and it was pretty amazing that he was able to even get an education and be involved in something like that. But I'm talking about the Holy Spirit and harnessing the Holy Spirit or figuring out what the promptings of the Holy Spirit are. To me, it's kind of like trying to get a rocket off into the air. It's just so powerful, and there's just so much energy there. The Holy Spirit. How do we get our arms around that and become a part of that? How can we tap into that? How can we position ourselves to tap into a life living with the Holy Spirit? First, you need a clicker. Let's look at a couple of quotes. I like his quotes about the Spirit. A church in the land without the Spirit is rather a curse than a blessing. If you have not the Spirit of God, Christian worker, remember that you stand in somebody else's way. You are a fruitless tree standing where a fruitful tree might grow. Ouch! Charles Spurgeon didn't pull any punches. I like this quote as well. How little chance the Holy Ghost has nowadays. The churches and missionary societies have so bound him in red tape that they practically ask him to sit in a corner while they go and do the work themselves. It's another ouch. I want to talk about five methods tonight of living by the promptings and the power of the Spirit. How to harness that. What is it? We're going to use Galatians to continue on in our Galatians series as kind of the framework for what we look at tonight. We're going to see what Paul has to say in Galatians 5:16 through 26 about the Spirit. Look at the first one. Receive the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5:16, it starts out, Paul's writing this letter to the Galatians. He says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you'll not carry out the desire of the flesh." You got this spirit-flesh thing going on. What exactly is that anyway, this spirit-flesh? "But I say, walk by the Spirit." Okay, well, how do you do that, Paul? Give me some ideas. How do I do that? Look at this verse. And Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, all that I know is for myself, there was a time in my life when I don't think that I lived by the Spirit. I don't think the Holy Spirit was living in me. And someone didn't walk up to me with their little Holy Spirit wand and go,